This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
8:02 in the a.m. It's time right now for the Bill Ripken Report. Bill, you've got to give me the story behind this one.
I like
this one goes back, and I think more about my man Ronnie Salcedo. I played with him in the minor leagues in Double A and Triple A, Charlotte and Rochester. And he always fancied himself as a nice little dresser. And this song would come on, and my man would dance around all the time to Rick Astley. And then it was carried over by Rene Gonzalez, like that up at the big league level, too. He was doing his little Rick Astley dances in the clubhouse to this song as well.
Wow. Rene Gonzalez. That would have been an interesting sight. Bill, we were talking a little bit earlier. Orioles win again last night, 7-5. And the story has been the bullpen. I mean, yeah, John Means has been John Means, but the bullpen has been sensational, with the exception of Sean Armstrong, who's struggling a little bit right now. So far, has the bullpen of the Baltimore Orioles exceeded your expectations, or are they where you thought they'd be?
No, I think they were going to be pretty good. Your whole problem with, you know, talking about how good a bullpen's been thus far without necessarily, you know, being able to rattle off several starting pitchers that go out there and do their job nightly is the fact that the bullpen might get a little bit stressed.
Right.
And I've always been a fan of the old school thought process. You show me a good bullpen and I'm most likely going to show you a good starting staff, because they go out there and do their job, which then allows the manager to use the bullpen the way he wants to, you know, not necessarily the way he has to. And I think there's a difference there. So that's going to be the theme moving forward. We need to get more stretched out from the starters. They need to keep going deep in the game, because that's going to allow the bullpen to be used the right way. Because if they're fresh, I like the arms. And if they're fresh, then they continue to do their job. So that's the big key for me, is we still need – starters in the game to go out there and do their job, because that makes the bullpen job or the bullpen's life a lot easier.
Hey Bill, I think we were talking about the starting rotation, and we talked a bit about Matt Harvey before you came on. I think this show is kind of split on this, where I was surprised he picked him up, you know, at this time in his career. But now I'm kind of pleasantly surprised. I think he's having, you know, he got banged around yesterday, but overall I think he gives the team a chance to win. He's been, to me, pleasant surprising. Jeremy's saying exactly what he thought he'd be, you know, not great. Where do you stand on him in the rotation right now?
Well, I think where the Orioles are in their current state and what they're trying to accomplish, they went out there and picked Matt Harvey up because they could get him on the cheap. It didn't seem like anybody else was that interested in him, because I think he pitched to like a 6 or a 9 ERA with Kansas City last year. And the idea was they're hoping he pitches well, because they don't want to keep him, in my opinion, the entire season. They would love to see glimpses of the dark night that we saw in New York.
Yep.
And they're hoping they can catch a little lightning in the bottle, because then you can move him and maybe get back a piece, you know, for somewhere in your future. But I think it was an interesting sign for sure. But it's to the point of what I was just talking about before. If you like some guys that you're building in the pen, and you got a guy that's going to go out there and possibly get you 18 outs of the night and maybe 21 outs of the night, which would be 7 innings of work, that allows your bullpen to be better and not overused. So I just thought when they signed him, they wanted him to pitch well, because they wanted to possibly be able to flip him at the trade deadline.
Bill, I want to ask you about the weather and how, like, this week has been, we've seen a lot of games in the 30s. You got Latin ball players dressed up like Ralphie's little brother in A Christmas Story. They're out there looking like ninjas. They don't like the cold weather, and I get it. But how difficult is it for hitters and pitchers when the weather's like this?
You know, it was funny on that one because opening day in Detroit this year was snow flurries, and we saw Miggy hit a ball to right center for a homer, and he hasn't done that in a while. And I kind of was making some jokes about that when he slid into second base because it was like the first time you ever saw snow and he just wanted to play out there in the snow. But you're right. When we get all our ballpark cams up and running up here and I'm looking at the different ballparks before anybody's even in them and you start seeing white stuff on the ground in a couple locations, you're going, okay, I don't want to play in that. Now, everybody up here at the network gets mad at me because they call me Mr. Freeze. Because I'd much rather have the studios frigid instead of going out there sweating bullets when you're on TV. But as far as playing in it, I don't think anybody really likes 30-degree weather when you're playing in it because you run up against somebody, like in my day, you face Kevin Brown throwing you a boring sinker in on your knuckles. You don't have your hands for the rest of the game if he gets you in the first inning of a 30-degree day.
Here with Bill Ripken Report. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show right here on The Fan. Bill, again, we preference everything by saying we know it's early, but the San Diego Padres were a team that was supposed to run head-to-head with the Los Angeles Dodgers. Some competitive games over the weekend, even though they lost the series. And last night they lose to a very surprising Milwaukee Brewers team. At 10-9 right now, is there cause for concern, or are you just waiting for these bats to crank up a little bit in San Diego?
You know, I expect them to be better. It's awful hard. You know, the splash they made in the pandemic shortened season last year, you know, was big. And I've always been a little bit of a theory that teams make the big jump one year, sometimes take a little step back. I really like them, though. I like what they're able to do on the bump. When they played the Dodgers, Tatis really wasn't at his best after he came back from his, like, partial dislocation of his left shoulder. But then the Dodgers were without Bellinger during that time. Mm-hmm. The Dodgers right now look like they're going to be without Bellinger and Betts maybe for a little bit. I'm not worried about them, and I'm really not worried about the Pods either. I think they're really, really talented. And when you think about a group with Manny, Tatis, and Hosmer is one of those sneaky guys that's up the top of the food chain in my mind in a lot of ways as a competitor and a player. You throw Will Myers into the mix, you got a four-guy combination that a lot of teams would be out there saying, I want that four-person combination on my team, no matter what their four-person combination looks like. So I like what they're possibly capable of doing, and it is 10-9 right now. So they're not in trouble. They're just not maybe what we thought they were going to be jumping out of the gate. But I suspect at the end of this, they're going to push the Dodgers down the stretch in September.
Well, let's continue with that. The Dodgers have been so dominant. The Padres, obviously, were expected to be the ones to challenge them. Anybody else in the National League, like the Braves, the Mets, with that pitching staff, is there anybody in the short series that can beat the Dodgers, you know, to stop them going back to the World Series?
In the short series, what you're talking about, Ed, is who just beat the Padres last night is the Brewers. And this is kind of funny to me because in this day and age, everybody's talking about bullpenning and openers and stuff like that. And the Brewers were at the forefront of that. Well, the Brewers got two guys at the top of their rotation. Look up Woodruff and Burns' numbers. These guys might finish 1-2 in the Cy Young at the end of the year. And when you're looking at a short series like that, it's kind of what the Nationals did when they beat the Dodgers in the postseason on their way to win the World Series. If you got some dominant horses and you go out there and saddle those boys up in a short series, sometimes it doesn't matter what the other team has on the other side. If your guys are on top of their game, they're going to win.
It's so funny that because I brought this up to Joe, our producer, and said I wanted to talk about these guys, and you brought up Burns. I mean, Burns has, I think, 40 strikeouts and zero walks. And
correct.
It almost feels like when we were talking about Shane Bieber, when he kind of started to get going, and last year we really saw it. It's the same thing with Burns last year coming into this year, and even though it was a shortened season, people were mentioning him saying, hey, you got to keep an eye on this guy. He is downright filthy, and I think he's up there statistically in the ranks with DeGrom, Bieber, Cole, all those guys when you look at his numbers across the board. He's fantastic, Bill.
Well, the thing about when you just said 40 punches and no walks, so he's not giving up any free passes at home plate. And it's that old adage, back in the day when Eck was closing out games for Oakland, I think he had four walks in an entire season, and he threw like 70 innings or something on his way to ever how many saves that he had. And you're sitting there in that day and age, the theory was take a strike sometimes late in the game. Well, if you took a strike against Eck, you were 0-1. And then he expanded the strike zone by about 3 inches. The umpire behind home plate gave him the pitch, and now you're 0-2. And then he threw a frisbee, and then you walk back to the dugout and said, well, that was not a lot of fun. So when you're facing a guy like Burns with zero walks and 40 Ks, how many guys are out there trying to say, okay, let's get his pitch count up? But you can't get his pitch count up because he throws strike one, because that's the only way to strike out people. So the idea of a guy going out there throwing 40 punches and no walks, it's pretty crazy, and he's doing it at 95, 96 miles an hour.
Yeah. That's sick. I was watching highlights of him this morning. Absolutely sick. Bill Ripken Report, sponsored by Royal Farm. Bill, thanks a lot, my friend.
All right, boys, we'll talk to you next week.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.